4 weeks ago, Spokane school administrators presented to the school board a $460 million budget. It was filled with spending reductions that board members wished they could avoid. Board member Michael Weiser suggested his colleagues divert about $3 million that had been destined for a reserve account to fill some of the gaps. Though the budget was on the table for adoption, board member Dina Brower suggested the board take extra time before it voted.
I'd like to think that we can put our heads together and work with, as a board, and work with staff to find a solution that best serves our students and our community.
And so they did. Over the last 4 weeks, board members, including Chair Sue Chapin, have been looking at a variety of options, including reducing the number of two-grade-level combination classes the district will institute this fall.
If we are going to make some adjustments in the budget, I'd like to see bring back some custodians to maintain the buildings that we have and a decrease in combo classrooms. I think those pose a lot of challenges.
It appears some combination of the items mentioned by Chapin will be part of the new budget. It will not include a second voter-approved property tax levy. The school board will meet tonight at 7 at the district's administration building. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.